More positive signs in the housing market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Accelerators, brakes, and now Toyota's looking at steering. Forget whys. Are you more likely to be healthy if you're wealthy? That's later. First, where's Wall Street? Markets are up right now. The S&P up about a third of a percent. The NASDAQ 0.3%. The Dow higher by 34 points, 10,303. Farm equipment maker Deere & Company posted higher than expected earnings today. Shares are up 6.5%. European markets are higher right now as well, 1 to 2%. And Asian shares surged today, 1 to 3% in some cases. Word this morning that new housing construction rose in January, more than expected, for homes and apartments. We're going to get some analysis this morning from Richard DeKayser, president of Woodley Park Research. He's with us live from Washington. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So a pretty good report. And I get confused, Richard, because I keep hearing, you know, the housing market's starting to turn, and aside from all these obvious gauges, real estate market, home prices, I mean, what exactly are we looking for to tell us things are getting better?
Well, the confusion is understandable. We've had some really terrible weather, and we've had a lot of volatility relating to various tax provisions, like first-time homebuyer tax credits, on again, off again, on again. I think the way to look at this is to try and get away from that month-to-month volatility. Look at moving averages, trends which reflect the underlying pattern. And what we see there is that, for example, on a year-over-year basis, housing starts are up about 21%, permits authorized up about 17%. And all the indicators tell us that we've hit a bottom roughly in the spring of last year and are eking our way up. So we're going to continue to read the monthly numbers and even the weekly numbers in some cases, but it's important not to get overly distracted by the distortions that come along the way.
What do you say, Richard, to the family who's upside down in their home, maybe nervous about keeping payments up, and they worry they'll never get for their house what they have in their mortgage?
Well, never is a very long time, and you know that might be relevant for some people. People who bought in Nevada or Arizona at the very peak with a lot of debt may not come up above water for five or more years easily. But most people aren't that far underwater, and to them, I think there should be some encouragement, at least, that we've seen a bottoming in home prices generally. And every month that prices go up means that their equity is improving and the bank's collateral is getting larger. So the important thing here is the direction of prices for most homeowners, and those who are miles underwater, unfortunately, are just going to have a much longer slog to go.
Richard DeKayser, we thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
On to the latest from Toyota. Now it's considering a recall of the world's best-selling car, the Corolla, for power steering issues. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is with us live from our bureau in New York with the latest. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Steve.
What is Toyota saying about all this?
Well, there was this news conference overnight in Tokyo, and the head of quality controls at Toyota said there have been a number of complaints about the Corolla. People feel like they're losing control over steering, less than 100 complaints here in the U.S. And Toyota thinks it could be due to problems with the braking system or the tires. The company says it's considering a recall, hasn't decided yet whether one will be necessary. I spoke with Dave Sedgwick of Auto Beat Europe, which is a daily newsletter for auto executives, and he said a Corolla recall would be a huge deal.
That's their money car. That's the default car for people who want safe transportation and they can't afford to pay a whole lot. If suddenly the Corolla is under the gun, that's really bad news for Toyota.
Jeremy, did the company address the much-talked-about accelerator issue at that news conference this morning?
It did, and it says that going forward on all cars around the world that are sold, there's going to be a brake override system installed, which means if you put your foot on the brake and on the gas at the same time, that the brake will win and the car will come to a stop. Also, Steve, one more thing. Toyota's president, Akio Toyota, said he will not come to Washington to testify before Congress about the gas pedal issue. He's going to leave that job to the company's U.S. executives.
It's coming up later this month. Yeah, Marketplace's Jeremy Hobbs in New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by the new Harvard Business Review, a source of smart thinking for today's business world. The revival of smart begins at hbr.org.
Question: are wealthier places really healthier places? Study out today from the University of Wisconsin and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation ranks counties by overall health and by wealth. We asked Marketplace's Gregory Warner at our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia to check it out.
The website ranks counties on health factors like smoking rates, preventable hospitalizations, and how long people live. Patrick Remington is the dean of public health at the University of Wisconsin. He helped write the study.
Everybody can compare the health of where they live to the community next door, to the other counties within their state.
Fun for the whole family. I asked the professor to look up where I live.
Philadelphia ranks dead last in health outcomes.
Philadelphia also has the worst socioeconomic ranking in the state. Meanwhile, 25 miles away is the state's healthiest county. Its commissioner, Terrence Farrell, answers my how are you like this.
I'm healthy. How are you?
Farrell says Chester County is also the state's wealthiest. Professor Remington's research confirms that a community's health is a function of wealth. Economic status is even more important than access to care, mostly because poverty is associated with lots of unhealthy behaviors. But if you're choosing between towns that do have similar income levels,
some places make it much easier to live a healthy lifestyle.
Choose the one with the bike path. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And we have a link to the study at our website, marketplace.org. Finally, Indonesia, very serious about cracking down on defamation. A young woman was handed down a suspended jail sentence for posting insulting comments on Facebook. The 18-year-old was convicted of defaming a friend, calling her promiscuous on the social networking site. The argument was over a guy. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.